What is up? The boys are back. Episode, I'll let you guys guess.
Oh, shit.
Episode
106?
103?
102. Episode 103 of Dub Bare Minimum Podcast. Guys, today is Wednesday. It's going to be May 1st. I thought about that all day. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Tippy waiters. Thank you very much. Join with the bestest friends in the whole world. The whole world. Reunited and it feels so good. Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
Sammy Stats is here.
What's going on, everybody?
I would say tan as hell, but you was cooking. I mean, you're... Oh, look at you. Freckled out. Nice.
Are you tan if your body just gets covered in freckles?
Yes.
You're just freckled.
If you're one freckle...
Hey, sometimes that's good enough.
Speaking of freckles, Dalladale's here too.
Hey, everybody.
Guys, I'm Marcos, and again, we are the Bare Minimum Podcast. I'm so excited to be back with you guys. My boys, how the hell we doing?
Top of the world.
Oh, wait a second.
What?
I got to make sure that I let you guys know that all episodes in the month of May, are brought to you by actual employee of the show and this separate business enterprise that our boy is running. Shout out to cameraman Sean, Low Viz Photography. Website is low-vizphotography.com. Same thing on Instagram. Take a look, guys. He is a legally blind photographer, and good God, his stuff is actually really, really good. Like, fantastic. Events, photo shoots, you name it. Check out his website. Super cool gallery, guys. Enjoy a lot of stuff. Again, low-vizphotography.com. Month of May. Shout out to our boys. Now, here we go.
We're invoicing you for that, by the way.
My boys, how the hell are we doing? Oh, I missed you guys. Fuck.
Like Jake said, we're on cloud nine, man.
Cloud nine.
Think about it daily.
Some of us have more reasons than others. But.
I mean, my boys, how the hell are we doing? How are we doing? For those of you guys who aren't here, I got the claw. I got my bear claw out. How do you guys feel about the bear claw?
Don't care.
I love the
bear claw. I just want to win some football games.
I mean, anybody.
Claw my shit.
Anybody could have done it before Caleb. I mean, I know that, like, Bear Man does it, but, like, when QB1 does it, that's like QB1 saying, we wear painted nails now. Same. We wear painted nails now.
Hell yeah.
What are we excited for coming up here? Jake, you going to watch the derb?
Oh, dude. Am I going to watch the derb? I'm going to watch the whole derby.
Well, is this a big one, right? This is the 150th running of the...
Is it?
Of the derby? I believe so. Guys, this
somebody crunch the numbers.
I default to
I'm
going to
bet
guys.
Every horse.
I'm not the stats guy today.
What does that mean? You're on payroll as the stats guy.
It's your title.
Yeah.
Do we have to change your title? Submit the HR request?
For the week, yeah, probably.
Guys,
do you want to do that paperwork?
Sam, how was Antigua?
Thank you very much.
Come on, man.
The Antigua.
Yeah, don't be rude.
Antigua.
Yeah, Sam, how long were you there for?
I think I was there for 6 days.
And what were you there for?
Delayed honeymoon. It was fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah, the whole life comes at you fast type of deal. You got to push things out. Also, it was just the time of year. When we got married, we didn't want to go in that time of year. So,
like, yeah.
It was beautiful. We went at the exact right time, 85 and sunny every day. Clear blue water. The water was 85 degrees. It was wild.
Cold beer?
So cold. Mm. So cold.
What's like beer of choice?
Have a battle
there?
Right there.
Yeah, what's the beer du jour?
This one. And like Miller Lite. So I drank this one.
Dodley?
Can you say it?
Dodley?
No. I just said beer. And they were like,
did you point at them with your beer like that?
Did you just do it like that? Just, hopefully you were like, may I please have a beer?
I wouldn't point at Ashley like that.
Well,
come on.
Well,
oh, they give them here names, huh?
Yeah, I was going to say, Ashley's a big departure from, I'm going to give it a shot.
I am Steve.
Yeah.
What oddly. That's all I got for you. It's a lager.
Yeah, no, it was delicious.
Was there any golf courses where you went?
Not that I saw, and I also didn't look it up, because...
Oh, it's true. You're sure.
Golf and I just, we're just not on good terms.
On a hiatus.
Yeah. We're on a break. But no, it was a beautiful place. I'd recommend it to anyone. Shout out Costco Vacations. That's a thing, by
really?
The way.
Okay. Yeah. No free ads, by the way. They don't need the money.
Oh, yeah.
All inclusive?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. See, yes. That's just the way.
Oh, 110%.
So we were looking at it, right? Yep. And we had the choice. We were looking at something in St. Martin, and it was like, it was this really cool, like, boutique little place that was recommended to us, but you have to plan everything else, right? You can cook there, you can go get meals, and I know it's a great island for food, but we were like, I'm like, Mrs. Stats, I don't want to have to plan shit. I don't want to have to look for shit. I would like to have it just be
That's
in
vacation.
One place. I was like, this is a vacation.
If you just pay one ticket
and
everything is handled, done.
Yeah. Because what you're doing at that point is you're basically saying, like, hey, I'm clocking out.
Yes.
Not just clocking out of, like, my job, everything. Like some of my me as the person. I'm out of office.
Yes. Like, glassed over.
Cruise control.
Yeah.
If you don't see me walking around here with a drink in my hand, bring
help
me one.
Help
yeah,
me.
I need one.
Yes.
I mean,
help me.
Please get to me right now.
Yeah. Well, the pickleball and everything has invaded down there, too. So they had, like, pickleball
Jesus.
Courts. And I learned how to play croquet for whatever that's worth.
Crockett.
Yeah,
that the one on horses?
That's polo.
Same weapons.
Same weapons. Yeah.
I'll never forget you in Mexico in a drinking competition with one of our friends where the wager was placed where, you know, I can drink more than you. No, you can't. Yes, I can.
What's the line?
Let's prove it.
Little penises.
And then slapping down tip money on a table and telling the bartender, these are never empty.
In Spanish, dude,
and they weren't
perfect.
And they weren't.
We
were never empty.
We got great service that whole time.
That was a good time.
That was a fun trip.
Yeah, fun trip. Parts of Pirates of the Caribbean were shot there, so I got to see the little archway where the skeletons were hanging. You know, in the first one when they come into port.
I don't know if I remember anything of
dude,
Pirates of the Caribbean.
What a fantastic film.
It's worth a rewatch.
Yeah.
After Tin Cup.
So let's get into that, actually. I made a little on the fly. I changed it last week.
You changed it on us.
I'm sorry I changed it.
Okay.
But 'tis the season. I ended up deciding to watch Draft Day instead.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Absolutely awful movie. Absolutely awful movie.
Gives you good feels, though.
What does the post-it note say again? Like, it was always what does it say? It was always
you, no.
Who was the linebacker?
Vontae Mack, right?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
It's like always Mack.
Chadwick Boseman.
It was always Mack.
Yeah. Dude, Chadwick Boseman. I didn't realize that was him either. It was dude,
me neither.
Right. Fantastically bad movie. And that's one of those movies where like it's a sports movie. So it's better than most movies to us because we have little brains. But then when you rank it amongst other sports movies, it's just, it's a bad watch. Tough watch. So,
but Costner.
Costner. Who, dude, there was somebody else. It was Costner's wife. I forget who that was in there too. Dude, it was just, it was a mind fuck. We need to get a wheel going for movies.
For the movies?
We need to do wheel spin.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. I got a
user submission or listener submission.
I got
Jennifer Garner. Jennifer Garner's in that movie.
Oh, good
dude.
Grab. Good grab. Yeah, her dad owned the team or some shit.
Oh,
right?
My God. That fucking movie.
Yeah,
Art
I got a
model.
Got to get a wheel going of just like movies you for sure haven't seen.
Yeah. Like I said, it just can't be clowns.
Yeah.
Just can't be clowns. That's it, dude. Just can't be clowns. Guys, anything else you want to get into here? Anything been burning? Because we got a long Bears episode to talk about here. If you're not here for Bears content, this ain't the one for you.
I was just thinking the other day that with the NHL playoffs going on, that I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting for Australians to get really into hockey because that shit's just going to get 10 times crazier.
Australians?
Yeah, just think about how crazy those dudes are.
Yeah, punters.
No, this is what you think about in your off season. This is
this is what you were thinking about right there in that moment. Like,
no, I thought about this in the car when they were reviewing, when they're talking about the NHL playoffs. I was like, and then I saw Bingo in my back seat from Bluey, and I was just like, dude, Australians are nuts. Just imagine they get into hockey, man. Holy shit,
it's too hot.
You think about Liam Hendricks, that guy's insane, right?
Too hot.
Our new punter.
Hell yeah! You know what?
Don't get me started.
We'll get there.
Aussie.
All right, guys, before we move into the state of the beloved, again, just a big shout out to cameraman Sean. Big shout out to Lodash Viz Photography. Take a look at his work. What is our saying for cameraman Sean?
He can't see, but his camera can?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's something like that.
Something along those
lines. We workshopped this for about 5 minutes. One
fill in the blank here, guys. But again, shout out cameraman Sean, low-vizphotography.com. Guys, we flash back because the NFL draft is now in the rearview mirror. We flash back to the greatest day of my life.
How many people in the room got made fun of for FaceTiming your friends?
Oh, yeah.
During the draft.
Yeah, yeah. We got four hands raised here.
My wife Snapchatted it to her work colleague group.
Amy took pictures of me doing it as well. Yeah. Yeah.
What better place?
The comments weren't nice.
What better place to begin the rest of your life than with your best friends?
I agree.
I put my son down to for sleep that night, and I whispered to him, like, you'll never have to know.
In the morning, it's all different. It's a whole new world, buddy.
Guys, I made a whole thing of it. Pain. I probably had, like, by the time, like, Roger limped his gimpy back ass up there to announce the start of the draft and
he's
that we were on the clock.
Good. He's not looking
we
good.
We had back
way.
Surgery and then proceeded to get manhandled by 32
oh,
fucking first round draft
picked
picks.
Him up.
Everybody
picked
knew,
him up.
Don't touch Raj. And what'd they do? Hurt the kid. It was
and,
crazy.
And not to mention he got manhandled by all those fucking Detroit fans. He was getting eviscerated.
Oh, yeah. I mean, shout out Detroit, dude.
Yeah,
they
showed out.
As big of an asshole city as that place is. Like,
very true.
They really showed up.
I do love how he will do everything he can to try to not get booed. Brings out children. Brings out Eminem. Brings out
like, awesome move.
Every,
I was so excited.
Like, here's Eminem standing right beside me. No way they could boo me now.
Can't be mad at Eminem.
Boo me, motherfuckers.
brings out like the entire like legendary cast of Detroit Lion
one
players.
After the oh, yeah. motherfucking other.
And it just doesn't matter. And here's Roger Goodell. Boo.
He played all the greatest hits and still got booed off stage.
Played all the right notes.
Guys, draft was
still him.
I looked forward to that all day. By the time Roger went up there to announce the draft has started and the Chicago Bears are on the clock, I had about four double Jack and Cokes in me already. Had a belly full
you.
Of a Wingstop. All right. I set up the Wingstop order to be picked
Wingstop.
Up at a certain time. Kiddo was put down a little early. I might as well have lit some candles and dropped the lotion because that basically was it. I was in my happy place. It's the best day. It's the rest of your life.
No, you're right.
We're here.
I was the same. I rushed home.
This is it.
I left early, got home, same boat.
So my thing with the draft, and we'll kind of do a pick by pick thing here and just kind of feels and reactions. We obviously love one, and then we're all over the place with a couple other ones. So it just is nice to finally have finality to it. You know, you look forward to it for so long, the back and forth, the like fake, the rumors, the craziness of like all the stuff leading up to the combine. And I mean, the Justin thing at this point is like, I'm sorry. I know the body's still warm, but like Justin who? Like, I forgot what that felt like. We have a guy. I'm stoked that it's over and I'm stoked that we can now actually start like looking forward to actual
yeah, now,
on-field
now
things.
I just fucking training camp's gonna come and then I dude the whole summer I'm just gonna be itching for football, especially because everything else is going wrong in Chicago sports,
guys.
Everything,
like, we just need to get there.
I would not say everything. Some teams are 18 and 11.
Some teams just picked up two top 10 picks that isn't the Chicago Bears. Shout out the Chicago Sky. Camilo Cardoso and
Reese.
And Angel Reese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, not everybody.
Not everybody.
There's a trend to your sadness.
And
here.
Even the Blackhawks have a lot of promise.
They
I
do.
Mean, yeah.
Yeah, but there's no. They're not playing right now.
Right, mm-hmm. But still, but you see it. You see it.
Just saying it's there gonna, is, just there, saying it's going to be a long summer.
There is an area where you don't, there's no light.
Long summer.
Well, yeah, what are you actually referring to? Like, what else is going
what
on?
What do you mean, long
South
summer?
Side, stand up. I can't wait to get into that. I'm with you. Nothing else hits like this. Nothing else hits like waiting for Bears football. We've got rookie minicamp, but I think we've got May 11th is rookie minicamp, and then you're going to see OTAs, and then we're not going to hear anything for a little bit. The nice part now is, like, from what you see, like, if you're not following Caleb Williams and DJ Moore and all those guys, like, dude, they're doing private workouts, like, every other day.
Every yo.
Hanging
they're
out all the time.
They're all working out together.
Everybody's working out together.
They get to do Zoom installs with, like, plays right now, too.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Caleb had the playbook, like, 6 weeks ago, they said.
Oh, oh yeah. Nice. Well, and they
that's
like
why that phone call was so awkward.
Which
it was
oh,
hilarious.
Dude, so
this?
Awkward,
this?
So awkward.
It's like we already knew this, right? Yeah, we're not actors; it's we're like, football players.
We have to do it. We're on camera. Let's not try to be weird. Oh shit, we're being weird.
Yeah. Are you being?
They
weird?
Told us we had to wait 5 minutes.
I was going to say Caleb, I thought executed post being draft like incredibly. Like busting out that he had a bear shirt on underneath the suit. The going into the crowd with the Bears fans, like, played every card right. If and you want to endear yourself,
take that right into nine. The nine pick. What else did he do right?
Remember? Oh, was happy for happy that we got our guy. Got the whole thing, guy. Even the fact that like they went to like Caleb Detroit and Rome together. Went to Detroit together. Were on
there on
the
same
plane.
Yeah.
There's just all those little things, and like to keep it on Caleb. This is where it's different, and this is now the age of NIL, and this is the age of like these guys who already have social media followings. The guy already has a penthouse. If you didn't watch that Ryan Clark interview, the Pivot podcast, where they were in his freaking downtown LA like penthouse suite that overlooked USC Stadium. Like, guys, what 20-year-old kid has that? Mm-hmm. But like,
he made
Caleb's,
10 mil last year.
Dude, he's got stupid money. He's already got notoriety and fame. In a way, like, everything is so genuine here.
Yeah.
Because that, like, he doesn't have to get used to being famous, you just need to come in and play ball.
You that's don't need to ask cool. the question like what happens when the player gets paid.
Yeah.
Does things change once they get paid? It's like, no.
How's he going to act?
He's already made $10 million. Like we're playing football at this point.
And like everything about the guy has just like everything media wise. And you can tell like he's had coaching, but he's also like there's a certain charisma. There's an arrogance, but not there's a cockiness, but it's
confidence.
Not, you know, it's confidence. It's an ultra confidence. Like, how can you not be excited?
It's not cocky. He knows how to lose. Like, he's lost a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but I'd say it's that severe confidence. It's not, I don't think it's onto the cocky side of the spectrum.
Well, and I think when you look at big picture, like going into the season with Caleb Williams, if you compare him to any other rookie quarterback going into any other situation, like nobody has ever had it as good as Caleb Williams has it going in.
I would, if anyone argues to the contrary, it's just stupid.
Yeah. And I mean, you've had rookie quarterbacks go into shitty situations and succeed. Like, obviously, like, we don't got to say, like, Andrew Luck had a fantastic rookie season. CJ Stroud last year had a fantastic rookie season. So, like, these guys go into bad situations and still find ways to do it with less. If he's even 75% of the guy that we think and hope he can be with the weapons that he has, we're talking completely different feel going into next season than we were talking a year ago.
Give me 4,000 yards.
Do I hear 4,000? I mean, like right now, put your money on it. Like,
I would bet on it.
I would bet that Caleb throws for 4,000.
I would bet like any quarterback in the league would throw for 4,000 with this receiving core.
And you've made improvements every other group on the offensive side of the ball too.
True. Very true.
I think that you're in a great setup. We hope that Caleb Williams is the guy. He's the quarterback for the next 15 years. He says he wants to play in the same place for 20 years. Hey, dude, I sure hope that's the case, because I'm not allowed to buy a Bears jersey for the next 5 years. So that's the deal I made. So I have now. I mean, I was buying one jersey every 2 years at this point. This is an inefficient. Like,
you're
going to
know
here.
Pretty early on. Cause
no,
it's
I mean,
be
you
evident.
Didn't buy. Who did you buy in between Mitch and Justin?
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But I bought it towards the end, Justin, and now I got another one. So yeah,
has it been purchased?
Still,
number 18?
So no, not yet.
Okay,
not yet. I'll purchase it a little closer to season. Take it easy. Take it easy.
The offensive roster is so good. I forgot that we got Swift. I forgot that Swift was on our team.
Swift, Gerald Everett. You've
just totally forgot.
Yeah,
because of everything else.
Sneaky addition at center too, being the Shelton guy who played all last year for the Rams.
And it sounds like Ryan Bates will be the starter. Like, Bates will end up starting, but Shelton is a good depth piece where, like, you don't have to have a guy like Chatier Carter coming in, or like, you never have to see a Larry Borum come back into the lineup or
did
something.
They commit to Bates starting?
I'm almost positive Bates is the guy. I mean, when you give up draft capital for him, I'm pretty sure that he's going to be the guy. And even then,
he's
still, like,
guy.
That's
like,
the crazy part about this offense. And we'll get into, like, later picks in a second. But this offense is in a position where, and this team is in a position where, like, next year, we've got picks, we've got money, you've got contracts falling off, you've got a rookie quarterback on an obviously super team-friendly deal. Like, this team will only get better, hopefully. So we move into pick number 9, guys. Roma Dunze. This was we need to send an edible arrangement. We need to send a gift. We need to send us something to add to the Atlanta Falcons.
We were talking about
those poor fans.
We were talking about draft day, and it was always all week at work. People know I'm, you know, the podcast guy at work. People asking me like, who's number nine? Who's number nine? I said it was always Odunze. I said no matter what, whether they traded up,
Rome.
Whether they traded up or he fell, they were gonna get Odunze.
Yeah. I mean, and that was like, that's one of those weird ones where, like, going into drafts and stuff, like, years prior, I feel like everybody's always torn, and the team is always so bad going into drafts that, like, you have so many damn holes to fill. So,
right.
So this is one of those where, like, obviously this is not a finished product, and this team still has many holes to fill, but this was a big consensus. Like, dude, if one of those wide receivers falls to us, take them. And I think everybody kind of, like, knew Marvin Harrison's gonna go before the other guys, and then at that point, like, if Rome Odunze is available, like, everybody really liked him, and we saw a lot of him towards the end of, like, the college football season last year. Like, you got to see a little glimpse of what you're getting.
Well, we always knew that, like, it was gonna come down to one pick. Like, we were gonna be within one pick most likely. We just needed someone to make a goober move. Luckily,
yeah.
Luckily, right. Atlanta stepped up to the plate for us.
I heard a decent explanation for it.
Ryan Pace.
Yeah, but
oh, you mean on
why they picked Penix?
Was it the 33rd team? Was it Ari? Whatever his name is.
No, I Shafir? Maybe it could have been, and it got regurgitated by a different personality, sure. But. The idea was that the worst place your team could ever be in is quarterback purgatory, because you're going to be right in the middle and you're never going to have the guy. So if you think you have a upper third guy available to you in the draft when Cousins is probably 3 to 4 years left in his lifespan, and you can just have that guy step in at the end of that, extend him along the way and have him step in at the end of that, Penix, that is, then you don't have to find another guy.
Yeah, but
so that, like, was the reasoning. Like, the guys there were this high in the draft. We don't have to expend something. So I was like, all right, I
guess
I can kind of see it.
Their thought is, for a long time, this will be the lowest they pick.
Exactly. Because with Kirk on their team, they're not going to have a high pick to go after a quarterback for the next 3 years.
Yeah, but like in
and
the
they
same
want to have the gap
in the same
Kirk,
vein.
But
still, if you don't put talent around Kirk Cousins, then you're gonna continue. I mean, sure, he's got talent there, but you could add.
He's all right.
You could add more.
I mean, this is the fourth year in a row they picked an offensive talent. They picked.
Yeah. But come on. What are we doing here? Like that offensive talent doesn't help them. Like, their $100 million. Like, off-season acquisition in Kirk Cousins is that you could have given him a rookie wide receiver. You could have given him a Brock Bowers. You could have given him an offensive lineman. Yeah. You literally could have done any of that.
Yeah.
Like, so by not making the team better,
I kind of see both sides. I'm leaning more towards they should have done something for the immediate. Like you're saying, like, that's, you're here, do something about it. Like, try and win next year, like, win everything. But, I'm glad they did it.
The only thing that sucks, yeah. But Kirk is also coming off an ACL surgery, surgery, but you know, a full tear, and he's only 2 year guaranteed. So,
I mean, why would you buy hurricane insurance on your house if you live in the Midwest? Like, that's the essentially
climate change.
Yeah, Lake Michigan is a big one.
That's not Penix turns. He's coming off an ACL surgery.
Hurricane insurance.
Penix turns 24.
Or Achilles?
Next
was it Achilles?
Week.
Oh, yeah.
He's not even,
like,
young.
Guys,
he's not,
like,
even
no.
Young.
By so, the like, time that, yeah. It's just awful for this young man because, like, God forbid Kirk plays out the contract. Like, he's going to have nothing to prove for a second contract in the NFL.
He's not playing out the contract.
No, it's, this is a
parachute. But still, like,
it's 2 years and he's done.
He's played so much college football at his different stops that, like, there's people that say he was the most pro-ready because he has the most experience. But, hey, sometimes it just matters where you fall.
And he's 36.
Penix?
He's got no. Kirk.
Yeah. Guys, so
he went on his mission and came back.
So
regardless, thank you, Atlanta.
So Rome Odunze ends up falling to the Bears. It's just a perfect dream scenario. Like, and honestly, from what you see, like, all the big talking heads, like, kind of grade these drafts out. Big winners in the first round, obviously. Like, you walked out of that draft with
Caleb Williams and Rome
Odunze. That's an absolute
could
home
not
run.
Have gone better.
Yeah.
How about the guy Harbaugh took?
Oh, Alt.
He is
Joe
a unit. So
massive.
Big.
What a unit.
if he would have been available at 9 for some weird reason, like, that was the only one where,
I also wouldn't have been mad. If they picked him, like, I didn't know what he actually looked like.
Me neither.
Had they picked him and they cut to him, I'd be like, oh, yeah, okay.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, okay. That sure. Yeah. Out.
Good.
6'8", yeah. Massive good human
6'8", yeah, well, like 335 pounds. It
Caleb
didn't,
would never see over.
He had to fold himself out of that chair.
Yeah, dude, it didn't do it justice. Like, until he stood up out of that chair, you realize two things. Like, one, wow, he's massive. That chair's pretty big, too. That's a big
well,
fucking chair.
Well, that and that.
The big and tall store.
It's a big
furniture.
Fucking chair for human giant.
Like I
giants.
Told you.
Walter E. Smith
that
XL.
Poor girl. He stood up. She stood up.
Well, it was like, if that,
poor,
that
girl.
If,
poor girl.
If that's his girlfriend, it's like, damn.
Damn.
I think it's his sister.
It could be.
You're still dude, that's fucking awful
you're
if
still
it
sticking
is.
To that?
I really hope it's not.
You use that
but
on
I am,
Saturday.
But I am sticking to sure. that, actually.
I was, man. Man, oh,
man.
No.
So, guys, then round three, you see the Bears take Karan Amagaji, offensive tackle from Yale. This is what the consensus kind of seems is a project pick. Right, he had a torn quad, so he missed a majority of the 2023 college season. From the tape that he put out there, he absolutely dominates, and I would hope so. It's the Ivy League. Like, that's kind of the thing here. Like, if you're going to take some of these guys who are in these, like, smaller schools, I need to see you dominate the entire time.
Yes.
And then you see he's got the footwork. He's got the strength. He's a super smart guy. He's local. He's from Hinsdale.
Hey.
I liked all of the people are going back and pulling his tweets from like years ago.
Yeah.
Dude, that was
the fuck the Packers tweets. The
bear down till I
die. Bear down till I fucking die. We need to shoot our old line into the sun. He wrote
it
with
love
us,
it.
Dude.
Oh,
he wrote
he's
it
a writer.
With us.
Dude, that's even better. He's
the phone call the phone call to him was incredible.
Super cool.
Everybody just quiet, like in the house, tons of people around him, and polls ringing, answering, and he's like, hey, are you in Hinsdale right now? He's like, yeah. He's like, okay, stay there. It's like, you're a Chicago Bear.
That's fucking
and then,
awesome.
Like, the whole thing goes through. The Eberflus apparently golfs at the course that his father...
Oh, what a crazy story, yeah.
Eberflus golfs at the course that his father works at. And
no, golf set. He's, golf a, set. He's a member at that
Oh,
club.
They're both members there. Gotcha. I thought he worked
at... I think it was an... If I remember this correctly, it was an event at the golf
yes.
club that I'm a, that Karan's dad is a member at.
And
he
so,
lives in Hinsdale, man.
Yeah.
Club. And so he,
right, exactly.
So Karan was there and told Flus, like, hey, you're going to draft me in a couple years. And
that was Flus, just last year.
Or it was last year. Last and then Flus is like, hey, you remember what you said to me? He's like, yeah. He's like, all
right.
Yeah,
damn right
here,
I
right?
do.
And then so they go through the whole thing, hangs up the phone, and the whole house just goes ballistic.
It's real quick, I love that that's a thing.
Oh,
I love
too.
That we get to see the phone
oh,
calls
yeah.
now. It is just like, what an element to it. Like, what a way
injected
to like really connect
veins.
It.
Incredible.
You know
what? The draft is just such a spectacle. And it's insane that this is a thing. Because like, no other sports draft like carries a lick.
3 days.
You know?
You spent like four or five hours of programming on just 32 picks.
I want to know the budget for contractors to be in each of these kids'
yeah.
houses, sitting there with cameras just waiting.
Oh,
the NHL draft actually becomes
it's insane.
The NHL draft has actually become a bit of a thing, but that's just because Canadian has like that's football to Canadians. Like they
oh,
love
yeah.
it's
that
a
is,
big deal,
right?
Yeah. Get him.
Kieran Amagaji has an active LinkedIn profile, just for those that care.
He went to Yale, Dale.
Of course he does.
He was a summer intern in the finance department. Yeah, good for him.
And like, his, dude, it's like
we knew all this.
Family.
Like, does the profession it, has it changed to?
No, it
has.
It's not been updated. That's Joel's girlfriend, just for the record.
Okay.
You're a fucking awful human being for that.
It's good digging. Good research.
Yeah, yeah. It is, Joe.
Detective Dale on the case.
So you know what I think this pick showed me or tells me that they like Braxton Jones a lot.
I was going to bring this up.
But they don't love Braxton Jones a lot. And I think it's important when you're thinking about like Braxton Jones at this point in his Bears tenure. We like him. Great value. What was he, a fifth round pick?
It's fifth.
Fifth round pick. Great value. Do you love him enough to pay him what's a top tackle in the league make? 35 million a year?
Oh, my God.
The other part to keep in mind, also, that same conversation applies to Nate Davis, because he also played guard in college, so that could be the heir apparent to Nate Davis, because that contract is really easy to get out of at the end of the year, and it's not like Nate Davis has played stellar either. So, like, a guy with versatility that could go either way, I think that conversation is active for both players.
That's good thinking.
And even compound that with this offensive line, like, we love Tevin Jenkins. Like,
road grader.
When he plays.
Tevin Jenkins' body doesn't always allow him to be loved.
Right.
And so that's the issue here is, sure, the offensive line, surgery. When you look at the names.
The old Goodell.
When you look at the names on the offensive line, you're like, hey, you know, good group of guys here. Good-looking group of boys here.
Nice set of boys
Very
there.
Nice.
We're all going to die.
We're all going to die, right?
It takes one or two. It takes one or two injuries to all of a sudden now really start to, like, show the flaws here. So I think a depth piece like this, I hope that we don't have to see him all year. Like, I hope we don't hear from Karan Amagaji for a year or two. Learn the system. Learn the speed of the NFL. Get some weight on you. Get some, dude, become, like, a professional level tackle. And then let's see what you can do.
And that's where the Bears added the two centers and a swing tackler guard. Like, they recognized finally that, oh, one guy goes down and we were just fucked because now we're parading fucking Lucas Patrick or...
Oh, okay.
God forbid. I'm not ever going to say his name again. No.
Thanks.
Fuck that fucking guy.
The linchpin.
But all those bad guys make sense, though. Like,
right.
We had to be bad.
Very true, but like,
Ryan
hey,
Poles has
now
a great
time.
Poker face.
Oh, it's time. We're building now.
Yeah.
Oh, so
I want you. We really want you in the organization.
Because we really think that you're going to help us succeed. And then he like daps it up with Lucy. He's like, this guy's
get in
fucking
the first pick.
Garbage. Yeah.
This guy fucking
We
sucks.
Can save $16 million if we cut Cody White here. Oh, he's a core part of our team. We really just we can't get rid of Cody.
We really value his presence.
We really value him. He's a
he's
a
doing
vet
great
in the
things
room.
For us.
He ejecto-cetoed that man out of the fucking locker room as soon as he could. I love this man.
One thing to add as we move past Kieran, that second round pick was Montez Sweat, of course.
Yes.
So
in all the boards, like
great
the recap I showed
value,
you, the
frankly.
Recap I sent showed like who is actually what.
I kind of hate that.
What? I hated it at first, but then I was like, I liked the memory lane. I was like, yes, this did happen. Now
I
know where that
mean,
pick
like,
went.
I know that that's where that pick went, but like, but it's not drafted.
Well,
there's a certain level of certainty when you're trading draft picks for players because you know what they are. They're no longer prospects. Like,
well, right, but okay. Would you rather have
You just don't get credit like if you drafted them. Like,
all right,
he drafted Montez Sweat. Like, no, somebody else drafted Montez Sweat.
This is a grumpy take.
This is
am I yelling at clouds right now?
Montez Sweat is Montez Sweat.
A
draft pick could be anything.
Could be Montez.
It could even be Montez Sweat.
Somebody,
which the draft pick was
Montez Sweat,
Cooper DeJean.
Oh,
the white corner.
Y'all would have loved that.
You're so right. We would have. It's like a unicorn.
Would have came in puffy chested. What up,
Rogers? And finally,
okay.
See
so
who's in the secondary.
So somebody needs to help me here.
Okay.
Somebody needs to help me here. Chef Poles has never made me anything I don't like.
That's
right?
Not true. Chase Claypool.
That's true. He's made me a couple of things.
That's
that
the only miss. I looked back at everything that since the start of January 2022.
He did that on purpose. So
well,
that
no,
people would be like, oh, he doesn't get everything.
No,
right?
See,
like,
that pick turned into Joey
him.
Porter Jr. That's just a miss.
Shh,
anyway,
okay,
moving
okay.
on.
I believe he served me some not so good stuff. That this is probably good. This is probably good food.
Like shit sandwich or?
No.
No, he
it's
served
like,
me some like tofu.
Like really
this
healthy.
Is, like,
you
some
hadn't
really
had it before.
Some
yeah,
lemon
yeah.
pepper tofu that like, hey, yeah. I'm sure like this is a very good meal, but it didn't walk on this earth. Get it off my plate right now.
Like I said, this is something really healthy.
Yeah. yeah.
So with not the enough. Fourth pick on number 122.
Had a
right?
beef combo for lunch. Talking about healthy. Yeah. I had a number six.
Number 122, the Chicago Bears select Torrey Taylor, punter.
The punter.
The punter.
The punter.
From the University of Iowa. So three of the four of us were together, and I was waiting in line at a food truck when this pick came in. So I wasn't near anybody, and I didn't really want to talk to any of the people that I was in line with about it. So I just texted you guys. I'm like,
yeah, that was a weird move.
A
yeah.
punter?
Yeah. I'm like 50 feet away from us. I was like, everybody's here. What?
I could see you guys, but I needed to react immediately.
It would have been better if you yelled from across the complex.
What the fuck?
Somebody comes out of the building like, some guy's yelling about a punter up there.
So hope everything's okay.
They tased him.
So I called the cops.
Guys, I think this is, I don't want to say, like, I heard, I forget who it was. I think it was Carmen and Yurko were just raging about it, and they called it a pick of arrogance. I'm not going to go that far. I'm not going to call it a pick of arrogance. Like, if you're the best at something, like, if this guy ends up actually being, like, one of the best punters in the league, like, sure. But I'm sure, and I'm not Sammy Stats, and I'm not a numbers guy like that, but I'm sure that if I went through and I looked at the numbers, there probably isn't a huge, massive difference between a top five punter in the league and a 20th to 16th punter in the league. Was that capital not better spent getting somebody that could help?
What if he's on the team for like 15 years?
Yeah. That is the one argument.
We also had a lot of issues.
If the hole is just
plugged
from now on, you don't have to think about it. Just insert, pretend it's any other position. You just, if you can plug a hole indefinitely, you're happy with that, especially in the fourth round. But when you say, literally, if it was kicker, you'd even feel a little better. But it's literally punter, so you just have that moment of pause.
Every, like, coffin corner kick, I'm just going to be, like, fourth-round pick.
And, like,
fourth-round pick.
48-yard average in college.
Apparently, he's a... Dude, he broke an 85-year-old record in college. Like, we have to talk to Sam.
Punted for Iowa.
Sam Carr, the other Sam. Sam is a big University of Iowa fan.
Yeah, I want to hear firsthand.
He could tell us.
Iowa punted a lot. Some are asking. Too much mileage on the leg? Risky.
He did punt a lot.
Yeah.
His total yardage of punts was 1,000 yards more than the Iowa offense.
Yeah.
The entire year.
Well, and like from what people, I didn't watch it, but apparently like he was the reason that Iowa beat Wisconsin in the Big Ten.
He was flipping fields for him. Like he just
won a game 15-6. And like, yeah, that's a big issue. We're winning 15-6.
Did I hear that Caleb, I don't know if this was true or if it was a joke. Caleb like texted him and said, hey man, thanks for joining us. Sorry to say, won't need you.
Yeah.
We're not going to be punting
yeah,
much.
Yeah, we're not going to be punting much. Like, we're not going to need you.
Can I make this just a little more palatable for you?
Yeah,
I mean, you can try.
It.
I've been trying for, like, the last week, dude.
So, to be clear, this isn't our fourth round pick.
This is a VP of sales, by the way.
Our fourth-round pick is Keenan Allen.
Sail the shit out of you.
So, just in the back of your head, our fourth-round pick is Keenan Allen. This fourth-round pick is actually part of last year's deal. This is the Philadelphia pick that we got for trading Jalen Carter's position for Darnell Wright. So think of this not as spent capital. This is like found money.
Bonus.
So you're playing with house money.
Wait. So I could have drafted Jalen Carter instead of a punter?
Instead of Darnell Wright. No. The pick that you got for trading that one spot back is this punter. So this is just found money.
You got a 15-year punter.
It's a freebie.
For free. Because yours is Keenan Allen, which I think we're pretty happy about.
Not upset. Or you could have had a lottery ticket of a different player. So lottery
Correct.
Ticket. Lottery ticket
Correct.
Of a player or 15-year punter.
Much higher rate of success.
Keenan Allen?
You
got Keenan Allen and a punter. To move back like three spots.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Since the merger.
I love that sentence.
There have been 14 Hall of Fame players drafted in the fourth round.
14?
14.
That's one of them is going to be a
punter.
That's
a very small number.
That's a very, very small number.
So get a
punter.
These
are lottery tickets.
Get a punter.
But like if you're going to win the lottery, like would you rather win the Powerball or like the daily?
Sounds like I still won the lottery.
Don't do this, Jake. I mean, whatever. Like,
either way, we're getting a boat.
I think that
it's
you.
Either way, we're getting a boat.
Do you want the salary or do you want the lottery ticket?
That's nice, Jake. Nice.
That's good. Okay, whatever. Like, I hope I'm not
love it. You don't love it.
I don't love it,
but you ate it.
I don't love it, but I have to eat it.
Will you come back?
Yeah, because everything else I ate was good.
You'll eat.
I'll just make sure I like tell everybody like that. Don't order that. That right there on that.
That's
plate.
When we're
not
doing small
good.
Plates.
Yeah, not that one. No. Don't put that one on my plate, guys.
All right, fair.
So I thought after that pick, I'm like, oh my god, the last fucking pick. The last pick was a punter. We had four picks, and then Ryan Pohl says, no, guess what? I gave you a little dessert. Here's a little. What's his name? Austin Hooker.
Here's a little sugar with that medicine.
I
Booker.
Austin Booker, defensive end from Kansas.
Not a lot of tread on, or has a lot of tread on the tires.
That's not a lot of wear on
always,
the tires.
Always a yeah. messed up
yeah, yeah,
phrase.
Yeah, has
right?
a lot of tread on the tires still.
That's a
also might you don't know.
That's a guy that apparently, if he would have gone back to school and he works on his game and he gets a little again stronger, faster. That's a late first to early second round pick that could
he's
be projected.
He's 20 years old.
Yeah. For some reason, he decided to come out, and he is now a Chicago Bear.
Glad to have you.
Yeah. Yep. I think it's nice to see that, like, Ryan Poles was still willing to, like, get back into this draft and, like, address somewhat. Because if he wouldn't have done it, and again, like, it's a fifth-round pick. Like, I don't think he's going to be an immediate starter.
How many of them?
Pass rush.
Since the merger.
Oh, no, don't do this to me.
Sorry, I derailed you. We'll get back to it.
1, 2, 3. 10.
He...
Okay.
He definitely needs to, right, like I'm critiquing an NFL player right now, by the way, so
hell
take
yeah.
that with a
grain hell
of
yeah.
salt.
Do it, dude.
Detective
dude,
Dale, here we go.
He weighs less than me, and like he's got to put on some bulk to be in the NFL.
You're a dad now.
I know, but like.
So not only did
how
you.
How much does he weigh, Dale?
Not only did you.
245.
Like,
but you weighed
analyze, like
him.
Talked about it.
Yeah.
But then you
oh,
compared
yeah, I
it
threw
to
it
yourself.
Out there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I
yeah,
threw it
double,
out there.
Double.
Like, man, you gotta bulk up, buddy.
Did you get your camp invite yet?
No, not yet. There's always next year.
Yeah, me too.
What's the guy from the Eagles? What's Invincible's name?
Mark Wahlberg.
Vince Papale.
Vince
Papale.
Both of them.
You see my knuckles?
Well, they're white. They're white. That means what's that mean? That means I'm sitting back.
Yeah, he doesn't have pressure on
yeah,
him.
Dude. I like that you addressed the defensive end position. Honestly, like I think this is a fantastic draft because 1 in 9. But you took a lot of flyers, and that's fine. But remember that flyers don't always hit. I think this is an A draft for the Bears, even with a punter, even with some projects. But like you have reason to be excited, and we move on.
You could have stopped at pick 9, and you would have had a draft. One question about the draft.
Okay. Do it.
Did anyone like maybe tell your significant others, no, we are only picks 1 and 9, and then I'm good. So they're like, oh, okay. You don't mention that each pick is like 7-8 minutes long.
Oh,
so like, it was around pick 4 that she's like, what the fuck is going on here?
Amy and I watched all of them.
Yeah.
I got the green light in my house. Mrs. Stats was super engaged.
The draft has become a yearly thing for us. Like that's an event is the draft normally for us. So
she was on
her
phone, but
that's
you know,
highly recommend. Main
fun times.
Turn it into a drinking game.
Yep, we poured a couple drinks. Yeah, it was fun.
Couple more drinks.
Fell asleep.
Couple two tree.
Guys, anything else on the NFL draft? We're still gonna keep it Bears. We got a couple other things to get into. All right, so let's move on. I do want to talk about expectations with this team, and not like a look ahead, not like we're not doing season.
Are you
going
to soapbox really
pick.
Quick? If you want to soapbox, I'll prepare myself.
No, I'm not soapboxing.
It's okay.
But
you
I'm
can
just saying
right now, if you want to,
like, at this point, like, it's fair to say we're in win now mode, right? It's fair to say that like we roll into the season with expectations.
I'm hooked on the playoffs. Bears in the playoffs.
Is that it? Bears.
I'm not going to be miserable or furious about losses the way I was last year.
I'm trying to win football
about
games.
That.
I said
I'm
not miserable.
I'm ready to win football games.
See, like I feel like a meathead because I'm the same
way.
I'm
full meathead mode. This is no longer cautiously optimistic, Jake. I am full head of steam win now.
Full throttle, Jake.
You give me about 6 weeks, I'll be right there.
I'm fucking ready.
I gotta
ramp up slowly.
There's got to be expectations.
I gotta ramp up slowly.
Win football games.
Your team is so much better.
Give me time.
When did Eberflus get hot?
He's beautiful,
man.
Dude,
so Silver Fox.
Fucking handsome
beautiful.
Now.
What happened?
The beard.
Couldn't tell
it was
you.
All a beard.
But man got a fade.
You got a beard.
You get
a
little fade. You get a lineup. You
eye
do
fade and a beard. He's
love
done.
It. Love it. And he got a couple like proper fitting jeans, a little sweater vest with a poof. We're out here.
Yeah, his wife clearly gave him some moisturizer or something.
He's doing great.
It's fine.
He's doing great.
He looks like a playoff ready coach.
Yeah,
playoffs.
He's got a great esthetician.
I don't know about the Aviators though. We'll have to see how that goes this year.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. There's a couple things along the way that like I think the construction of this season, the construction of this 2024 Chicago Bears team is not done yet. Like I think you're still going to see the Bears be in play for some of these unsigned veterans. They brought in a couple undrafted free agents that are going to get invites to camp. Like you're going to have you're going to have a guy like Yannick Ngakoue probably back in a Bears uniform to address a little bit more of that edge help.
Maybe Carl Lawson.
Bring that edge
rush.
Another
guy that's not signed yet.
Well, and then it makes you wonder, do the Bears find themselves in on trade candidates? Do you see Ryan Poles making a trade because he's not afraid to move future capital for like ready now players? Could you see him trading for somebody like Trey Hendrickson? Yeah, he's the defensive end in Cincinnati.
That came up. Yeah,
you just got a couple guys like that where I think you could still see additions made. I hope so. You still see additions to this team.
They moved the trade deadline back this year, didn't they?
Yeah, it's another week.
Like a week, yeah. But also, like, with the amount of expected draft capital that you have next year, spend some of it.
Yeah, we're sitting on 7 picks right now for next year, something like that.
Well, I think there's an expectation that you potentially might lose some staff and get some compensatory picks back as well.
Oh, yeah, like if Ian Cunningham goes, if Justin Fields plays well, you get a couple other fourth-round picks.
We're expecting one back for Mooney, too.
Yeah.
Right.
You're going to get
like that. That's what I mean. Like, that's 3 picks right there. You're now at 10. It's like, fucking spend them.
And again, you own your first and you have your second, obviously, and Carolina second. If Bryce Young is bad, good God, that could be a top 40 pick.
Oh, my dear God.
That team got a lot better, but it's still really bad.
Yeah, David Tepper still owns it.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't matter if the team got better if Bryce Young is bad.
If Bryce Young is bad, team bad. That's normally how that goes. Like, yep.
Oh, yeah.
QB bad, team bad.
We've watched.
Direct relationship. We're
familiar.
We've seen it.
Yeah. Yes.
So, guys, we'll move away from play on the field stuff. We'll move away from roster. We'll look ahead, obviously, to OTAs, to rookie minicamp, to just the start of football season. A little bit of other news in the Chicago Bears world.
Bears.
No, you guys got a little fired up on some renderings. Who doesn't like a good rendering?
I love a good rendering.
Who doesn't like a good rendering? All right. Realistically.
Jake's in rendering hell right now.
Realistically.
Dude, I can't get away from rendering.
Is there any chance in hell that the Chicago Bears actually build that stadium and park and all that stuff on the lakefront?
So this is confirmed, right? This is 100% the stadium is happening.
No. Well, okay.
Oh, shit.
Fuck
renderings.
Guys, Friends of the Park. So today, this is how fucked up this whole situation is. Just today, the Bears requested a meeting with the governor, and they want to talk about getting public funds. Don't even get me started.
They want
these fucking professional organizations.
They want state funds?
They want taxpayer money.
Well, I know, but from the state?
Obviously, the state's going to have to help out here, too. And like,
I don't. It'll come down to...
Because I get, I thought the mayor signed off on paying like a portion of it.
I mean, because I think that still ends up having to go to like, I mean, it might go to a ballot, it might not go to a ballot, but no, this is all still being, proposed. So everything like this is all just obviously proposals, but the Bears' proposal was that they are going to put $2.4 billion of their money or 2.1 or something like that, and then ask the state and the taxpayers, because obviously everybody's connected, going to ask the state, which means us, for money, or Cook County, all that too, to then pay the other half, and it's a publicly owned stadium. You are professional organizations worth billions and billions of dollars, and you still have $600 million from the other goddamn stadium monstrosity that you built, still on the books. You still have to pay it, and you have the nerve to ask for $2 billion?
Mirrors. Listen, they didn't get rich paying for everything.
No, for sure. And I know that that's the game. It's just gross, dude.
It is the game.
It's just gross. So,
but the renderings.
So they asked for a meeting with the governor. The Bears, I don't know who actually was part of that meeting. I'm sure it was Kevin Warren and a couple other people.
Wasn't me.
Had a meeting with not the governor. Invited. It was like delegated to other like people in the governor's staff, which just shows you
his chief of staff and Caprera.
Yeah, how little they care. And they released a statement basically saying, like,
and the deputy governor, Andy Manor.
They basically released a statement saying, like, look, we remain, like, our opinion remains unchanged. Like, asking for like public money is just a non-starter for us.
It's all the same thing to Jerry.
Good.
Yeah, open, like, go get the loan. Come on, man.
Realistically, I think those renderings were super cool, and, like, it something like cool. that, it would be...
I didn't realize that this wasn't set in stone. For some reason, I thought that. I'm just now back to what are we talking about?
I'm kind of with you.
I thought it was.
Kevin Warren was talking like it was done.
Oh no, this is all still being proposed. This is what they can do if the city signs off, and in order for the city, they have to have it funded.
Right.
So like, without funding, they're not actually going to throw shovels in the ground. And if you're going to actually get state taxpayers' money, or like people's money,
the governor has to sign off.
Yeah, you're not going to get that in, like, what? You think you're going to get it in the month of May, and then we got shovels in the ground in June? Like,
it took me one picture to ask, where do I park?
Immediately.
Like, and oh, the yeah. first thing I looked at when I saw it, I was like, oh, good, no parking.
The Waldron deck, just gone.
Like, I mean, we're just going to have to, like, fire up, like, grills underground.
I liked Jake's idea, and I don't want to throw that out into the world for everybody, but you, beloved listeners, get to be in on it. So, picture this. Jake, take them through it.
My proposal was that we buy a lake house in, like, Southwest Indiana. Northwest Indiana on Lake Michigan. Shit.
We fire up the boat and we're like, oh no.
Oh no.
We've made a new Ohio River.
What the fuck? And we buy a pontoon boat and we commute to all the games on the boat. We buy a slip right next to the stadium and we're there.
It would take almost the same amount of time.
Vinyl wrap it in Bears colors and we just drink.
It's like a 2.5 hour boat ride, you know?
Just chugging.
And you're tailgating the whole fucking way.
Oh, yeah. That is your tailgate.
You're tailgating the whole fucking way.
There's a little grill thing on the pontoon boat.
Yeah.
Cedric Benton. No, never mind.
Nope.
RIP. That's right. RIP. I think inevitably, like, this goes back to Arlington Heights. Like, that, I think that's...
They did spend $200 million on that.
Like, they bought that, and not only bought it, they also tore it down.
In Arlington, it's all a bluff.
They bought it, tore it down, and then what? Are going to build in Chicago?
Like, which I keep going, like,
look at all our dirt.
It's great.
It's mind-bottling.
Chow dirt.
Oh, like all your thoughts are in a bottle?
Yeah, just trapped in there. Like, what? Bottling. You know, I can't stop thinking about that deal. Like, if you end up building a stadium, what are you going to do with that?
Well, they could have used that $200 million and not asked the public for at least $200 million of it.
I mean, if this ends up getting if this ends up getting built in Chicago, like, not that guy, like Arlington Heights, like, for just the biggest bag fumble of all time. Dude, guys,
I don't know, the Panthers, that trade might be the biggest bag fumble.
That is the biggest bag fumble. I love that graphic still lives on. We don't get the final, like, trade compensation until next year's second goes. But, like,
didn't Davis Mills, like, throw that last second touchdown?
Oh,
yeah.
Remember, every day that
Jordan Akins,
every day that you wake up,
Lovie Smith,
just wash your face, brush your teeth, kiss your kid. Thank you, Lovie Smith.
Thank you. Every time.
What would be great is if, like, what would be great if is if you trade out of the second pick and then the graphic gets to continue. Yeah.
Like, and you just always keep, like, a sixth rounder alive.
It's got a drop menu. Yeah.
This year's pick.
Incredible.
Guys, we've done
2048. If you guys don't remember, back in 2022, the Bears traded.
Guys,
here's your history fact.
800,000, we could do this.
Lake House. Oh, yeah.
Indiana. Oh, yeah. Some nice ones, too. Indiana's a shithole.
It's like a timeshare.
Someone's going to be taking their real estate test.
There's four of us.
Is anybody else vice president of anything at their place? No, right?
I think you should be in charge of this.
It's Indiana, guys.
I'm asking for public funding.
I am again asking for your support. Hey,
with that, we move on. Guys, we'll do a little Sammy Stats question of the week.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Mr. Stats.
Thank you. Happy to be here. I was
of the week.
So Mrs. Stats thought it'd be funny if we did, like, a reverse, like, it's kinda like Jeopardy, kinda not. I basically give you a subject or a topic, like an item, pick a noun, and you tell me why it exists, what it was created for,
okay,
the history of it,
okay,
basically. And We see what happens.
Okay. I'm ready for this.
So, this week's subject, assless chaps. Why?
Oh.
Oh.
I will take this.
Well, everybody gets to.
Oh, okay.
You get to tell us.
I've ridden motorcycles for a long time, and I used to ride, and I rode in the cold. And when I would ride in the cold, I had jeans on, And obviously, because I wasn't going to wear full leather all the way up, so you have assless chaps, so it keeps your leggies warm, and you look like a badass as you're walking into Chili's.
Did you have cold butt?
Yeah, I had a cold butt. Okay. I had a cold butt.
That's not comfy.
I do have to point out that all chaps are assless.
Oh, yeah, because if they're not, then they're just leather pants.
Right.
Okay, okay. So just chaps.
Very true. Yeah, chaps. So chaps.
Oh, you probably know this, too. So,
I mean, I didn't know that, if that's true.
Some wild, like, what do you... I don't want to know what you guys think. Where does it come from?
Are you looking for me to say cowboys? Like, anything. To keep their pants clean? And anything. Also from the...
Yeah, do you want to...
Or are you looking for me to say, Brokeback like... Mom? Yeah, like, easy access. What do you mean?
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Like, is that what you're looking for?
No, I just want everybody to get... Like, if you agree with him, you go with that, you know. But it's just nice to you hear guys agree? From everybody. It's nice I to mean, hear from ask, everybody. He gave a
chaps
good
came before motorcycles, though, if you're
that's
asking
true.
That question.
That's true.
Yeah, but
it
was probably like...
When
I was riding warm. My horse...
On yeah,
horse
keep leggies
right?
warm.
Yeah, Jebediah's leggies got cold, and so we needed to, you know...
A lot of dust and dirt out there trying to keep your pants clean a little bit.
It didn't come from, like, Julius Caesar's, like, sex dungeon or something.
No, they wore togas.
Toga.
They didn't have
toga.
Chaps yet.
They probably had leather, though.
Remember the Little Caesars guy?
To what?
Togas.
Pizza, yeah. Pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
Togas.
Togas,
we shouldn't go back to togas.
Toga party for friends.
By the way,
this
fuck
year.
Dude's name Caesar.
Hey, dude.
I don't know where that came from. But.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, dude.
All right. We probably know a nice one.
Is there sorry, another Caesar. One, or is this like a once a week?
It was a once a week. Like, I'll come up with a couple next time, or I'll give each of you one that you
perfect.
Have to do. And,
I like it.
And that way it works a little bit better than a question. It's free form, right? The other one, I do have an actual SSQOTW.
Okay.
But.
Acronyms.
Quotient.
Yeah,
same as question of the week.
What is
efficient.
It?
I believe I prefaced this with you guys a little bit on Saturday. But
preface.
There we go. Back, like, think back. Think back. Get back in the annals of history.
Antigua
and
annals.
Think this current roster of skill positions, just skill position players on think offense. Name a year and a cast of characters from the Bears that has been remotely close to this talented.
Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey,
2013,
Taylor Gabriel. Wait, was Taylor Gabriel on that? Brandon Marshall?
Not
no,
the 2013
no, 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 no,
team.
No.
The 2013
Robbie Gold.
Team was Cutler, Marshall,
Marty,
Forte,
yeah.
Bennett?
Martellus Bennett,
Marty
Alshon
B.
Jeffery, and Earl Bennett.
That's what
oh,
it was.
Oh, Earl Bennett.
That's,
yeah.
That's 2013. That was the closest one I could find. Can anybody think of a better one?
Of other Bears, just Bears teams? No.
A year, a roster that was better than that one, and... Still not
Rex
really
Grossman.
Yeah, like no.
Moose Muhammad.
Oh God,
Moose.
That poor man.
I don't think there was a.
No, I think our sorrows are like this for a reason. Like
right.
We wouldn't be talking about not having a 4,000-yard receiver if we had a bunch of casts like
right.
this.
Vegas
or 4,000-yard passers.
Vegas has it at 3,400 right now on FanDuel. By the way, 3,400 yards is the line.
For
Caleb.
The over.
Caleb's?
For Caleb. 3,400.
Yeah, take the over.
Yeah, dude, over.
Yep. Unit on it already.
Love it.
Man. Yeah. I'm trying to just think other teams, but it's like, then we get into some, yeah.
Yeah, no, isn't that just a fan? It's a fantastic thing to think about. Like, also a little sad, but also really cool for right now.
A little sad. Really great, though.
Really great for
sometimes
sad,
shit.
A little sad.
Sometimes he's like, ooh, sometimes
it was a lot
shit.
Of good. It was a lot of shit.
Guys, we'll now move on.
Good.
We'll do a little.
Oh shit!
Oh,
God.
Little,
get him.
Little minutes.
Get him.
We'll do
get
a little em. Sports minutes. Go around the city, of Chicago. Touch base a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams. I'm dying.
Jake, do you want to do yours this
yeah,
week?
Do you want to get this
Jake,
out of the way,
or do you just want to pass?
I'll do.
There
it.
Is some oh, not fun things it. Happening in Chicago.
He's gonna do it.
Oh, he's a good sport.
Do you oh, want,
wait,
you
wait
want to
are we
tell
starting with
the system?
Are we starting with the Chicago White Sox?
I think we are.
Oh, producer Jake, we start with the Chicago White Sox.
Ooh,
take it away.
Sheesh.
It's real bad. They
do you have that clip? The your guys' commentator
Oh no.
Haters.
Oh.
Southside. Stand up.
Oh my God. Okay. So the guys on the radio were like, we kind of, you know what? Like I don't hate it. But, like, you know, and then one guy from the fucking back just goes, well, you're only going to hear it 38 times this year.
Well,
so
objectively, for the haters thing, like, I could have done without, but like, objectively,
you're the haters. The fan
right,
is the hater.
For you.
Like,
objectively, the call I'm okay with. Like, I think if the team was good and you're hitting walk off bombs,
it's a great
it would
call.
Play. It's a
it would
great
play.
Call.
Time
play.
And place.
It would play. It's just really bad when at the time you were 2-18,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and that was your third mm-hmm, win. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. you know, not great,
but you got three.
Have six now.
Holy
rattled
shit.
Off, swept the Rays.
Yeah, it's big. They, week. Big
imagine
weekend.
Being a Rays big podcast weekend. Right now.
Just got swept by
the fucking White Sox.
Shambles.
Outside of that sweep, they immediately went back to being shit.
Sometimes shit.
In the process mm-hmm. of getting swept by the Twins.
You know,
who are on a 10-game win streak, and six of them are against the White Sox.
You know that that the Minnesota Twins have already clinched the season series on May 1 with the,
that's
with
awesome.
The White Sox.
Unbelievable,
but also not surprised.
It's a product of schedule, but also
they're it's laughable. It's almost like when they win, I'm actually disappointed at this point because I kind of have this pessimistic feeling of just be the worst of all time. Like, if you're gonna be bad,
be bad.
Oh, and they're gonna be bad,
and it's also pointless because they can't even pick within the top 10.
Nope,
due to the lottery rules nope. that the MLB has in place.
What?
Yeah, though it doesn't matter how bad they are, they cannot pick within the top 10 this year.
Why?
Something about the draft. I'd have to look it up.
You guys could be the worst team in baseball
and not get the first overall pick.
It's bad, bad.
And buy them.
And not get the first overall pick, not pick in the top 10. We will pick 11th if we're the worst overall.
I wish there was a way to.
It doesn't even matter if the worst over. If you're 8th worst, you're still picking 11th.
Dear God.
So the whole season at this point is pointless. Luis Robert's out for an extended period of time. The lineup is a joke night in and night out. Nobody can pitch. I'm, for anybody that is listening, I am offering you free money. If at any point in the first four innings you see that the White Sox have any sort of lead, bet the other team's money line. I am up units
mm-hmm.
at the moment.
It worked today. I listened.
At the moment.
It worked again today. Obviously, they had the three-run stretch or three-game stretch against the Rays. But outside of that one moment, you are up money if you place. They're all plus signs.
Yeah, I haven't seen a minus sign.
They're all plus signs.
1-800-GAMBLER.
1-800-GAMBLER.
Gamble responsibly.
This is responsible gambling.
As responsible as it gets.
As responsible as it gets. The White Sox blow. If they find a way to have a lead early, hammer the other team's money line.
A White Sox blow. Just clip that.
Testimonial here.
And
it works.
And all the press conferences are a joke.
Poor Pedro.
Not poor Pedro.
Poor Pedro. That guy sucks.
Yeah.
Suck. Meat stick. He's a meat shield. It's just out there.
And what a poor guy too, because they've already announced that, like,
right,
the guy's done. But they're just marching
and they're
about
not,
like
they're not
at
firing him because they don't want to pay the dead
pay
cap.
Else.
You don't want to pay.
He doesn't want to pay for anything.
Jerry
Look
doesn't
want to
pay. He doesn't want to pay a manager while he's already paying a manager.
But campfire milkshakes.
You think Jerry's paid for
milkshakes? I saw two fans walking around
that
the concourse.
Fantastic.
One with a jersey that said campfire and the other one that said milkshake.
And then
that's
20 and
so
24.
So sad.
Yeah.
Jerseys of the year.
It's going to be your all-star representative.
Honestly, if we're sending an all-star, if every team has to send an all-star, just send the milkshake.
Hell yeah. We
the best thing happening on the South.
The guys from the 670, the Score, made haters or had hater shirts made to go to the game yesterday. So
the haters. It's just a bad call. I mean, it's a good call, but it's a bad in the moment. It's a bad
just like
call.
I am one of them.
Daryl, yeah. Daryl Van Show with the White Sox beat writer tweeted a attendance 11,000 and like 19, and then in parentheses said paid, like. There's not 11,000 people here.
That's just how many tickets.
Those were the
bought.
Ticket sales.
Cut that number.
There's
in half.
A difference.
Yeah. Jake, anything else on the White Sox? Then we move on. That a day I'll get us into the Chicago Cubs.
Remember how I said last time that like things are good right now? They still are.
Things
are
good right now.
Yeah, things
still
are good.
Are we leading right now?
We are. We're up 1-0 with one out in the ninth, but Hector Neris just gave up a base runner. There's a hit just now. So
I like Neris.
We're holding on by a thread there. But no, things have been great. The pitching has been awesome as long as your name is not
Kyle Hendricks.
Correct. That part has been bad.
Not good.
His ERA is like 12.
Yep. Not good.
Like is no bueno. He has like three of those losses. So he is a quarter of all those, which is pretty much every time he's walked out to take the mound. So,
poor guy.
Yeah. I mean, he's on his last legs as a pitcher in the major leagues as it is, just because he's getting up there in age. Like he came over, I believe it was in the Matt Garza trade to the Rangers. Like he's done wonderful things. He's got his ring. He was awesome. It's kind of sad to see one of your favorites from good runs or from big teams just start the decline hard.
Well, and I
kind of baseball for me.
He might be able to reinvent himself just a little bit, like, and just kind of like tweak it a little bit. Like the little fake IL stint is nice. Like you give the vet a nice little 15-day, hey buddy, go reset. Like
take your time.
Take it easy. Let's get back to it. You know, by the time Kyle's back though, like Justin Steele is going to be back, I think, this weekend, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, Justin Steele had a good rehab start. So I think he's joining the team for this weekend series, and we could see him in the rotation here pretty soon, like as soon as next week. So, I mean, that's good. Dale,
Three starts.
Otherwise,
he's solid.
Yeah, again, anyone else on that team that's pitching is doing a really pretty damn good job. Except Hector Neris, he's struggling a little bit. But
wait. Are we just overlooking the fact that like Adbert Alzolay is just like a complete head case and giving up like five home runs in his last?
Yeah.
See, like you're painting a picture of like sunshine and like don't get me wrong, I'm really happy.
It's great.
I'll counter your.
We don't have a closer.
I'll counter your.
Yeah,
Alzolay.
And I even said Neris is struggling. He did just record another out. So
I'll
counter
your Alzolay with Assad. Assad is like what a bright
spot. Yeah, but he's starting.
Yeah, but it's still a bright spot. In
pitching. And Shota is a fucking unit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Which is great.
Seven innings.
But these guys
are
going.
Ball.
These guys aren't going eight innings.
We need a reliever. We got three relievers coming through the minor leagues, and one just went from AA to AAA this past week, which is kind of foreboding.
And we got the out.
Foreboding of 1-0. A call up here eventually.
Slap hands. Have you guys already?
We're 19-12 now.
Have you accepted that Michael Kopech's going to be a Chicago Cub?
No.
By the trade deadline,
keep that head case.
No.
He's a head case
not
too.
Happen.
I mean, I think it's fair to say that like Jed's gonna have to part with one of his
OGs
like prospects here, and that's okay. You hope to be in a position where you have to use some of your blocked guys, anyways. Yeah. Like some of these guys are blocked. Their path to the big leagues it's not open right now.
Well, and not only that, you hope you learn from your mistakes of what Theo and company did in that whole run by not moving anyone. Mm-hmm. Like. You've got to keep it moving, keep it growing in some way. But they let the whole mass of people leave for next to nothing. Actually, Javi Baez trade netted us.
Yeah, that worked out.
PCA. Yep. So that one's going out pretty well. Already a dong at the show. Good for him. That was cool.
First
movement.
One. That was awesome. His
that was awesome.
He scored our first run. Well, he didn't.
He played it.
He hit
the RBI tonight.
I heard it on the way here. I was just going to throw it out there. Since we're on the Cubs, really quick, I heard some groaning and some poo-pooing from the baseball olds on the internet about a couple nights ago.
About what? The sun was out?
Yeah, basically. Clouds, the whole
fucking
thing.
Fucking losers.
Sevy was pitching a no-hitter against us.
Yeah.
When we were playing the Mets.
Nobody know.
And he took it in. We were down 1-0 in the sixth. PCA comes up, tries to lay down a bunt. Well, we're getting
they don't like that.
And then just booze and the old people poo-pooing them. And I say, fuck off. It's a one-run game. It's the sixth inning. It's not the ninth. If he's laying down a bunt, he's trying to get some offense going. He's not trying to fuck your no-hitter. He's trying to fuck your no-hitter, but it's not a no-hitter yet. It's the sixth.
If you no-hit me, nobody remembers my name.
And you're not up
5-0.
Fuck you. You're not up 5-0. No, like, you're up 1-0. Okay? So, like, I thought we'd all be on the same page there.
Man.
I just had to put it out there.
Anything else on the Chicago Cubs?
Seiya's hopefully coming back. Actually, no, he's not coming back soon. Seiya's not making any progress, but yeah.
Oh, Cody Bellinger's.
Bellinger's out too. Yeah, so
he's got a broken rib.
We're winning games. And
brick wall V outfielder. Brick wall wins again.
Every single time it turns out. Undefeated that wall. Is
just
still there.
Put mats there and paint the bricks over it. Make it look like
fake
bricks.
Ivy.
That's it. We're 19-2. We're a half game back. Fuck the Brewers.
Guys, we move on to the Chicago Bulls. Okay, so we don't move on to the Chicago Bulls.
We
it's
can
a
just
joke
move
of an organization.
Skip that one.
They're not in the playoffs. Keep going.
NBA playoffs. The NBA playoffs have been absolutely fantastic.
Are we T-Wolves fans right
every
now?
Dude, the T-Wolves have been great.
It's so good.
Thunder series good. This Mavs-Clippers series has been great. LOL, the Lakers get swept.
So funny.
Best
guys,
sweep ever.
The Lakers get swept in a series where they were leading every game and multiple games they were leading by double digits.
I thought they won one.
No.
No.
They got swept last year. They got swept last year. I think they won game four.
No, that's... no. Denver did. Yeah, the Lakers did win one game. That's right. Lakers won
it's
one
unreal.
Game.
It's so funny how many people just are so excited to see LeBron
years.
Fail to me.
Wolves swept, the Thunder swept. It's like
the Thunder are
that
fun.
Cavs Magic series, 3-2 Cavs lead. Celtics are just beating the dog shit out of the Heat.
Did you see what Shai named his son?
No.
Ares. You know who Ares' dad is? The god of thunder.
That's what's up.
Zeus. So he's just calling himself Zeus in this equation.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Shai Gilgeous.
Okay. I didn't hear that part. And then that Knicks and Sixers series has been really good too. I really thought that the Knicks were going to close it out last night. I learned that there's a small group of, I think maybe small, maybe medium-sized group of Bulls fans that like don't like Tibbs.
What?
Well, he ran some players into the ground.
See, that was my
do
thought.
Do your job.
So the conversation basically was, and we're not going to get super into this, but like the conversation was basically like the Derrick Rose injury happened, you know, years like on this date, 12 years ago or whatever it was, but more than that now. But
shit.
Somebody had said,
Prime
I'm not going to name the name here. Somebody had said that, you know, fuck Tibbs. Like it's his fault. Like, you know, you can't. I don't think I can think like that.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
he always played his guys. The guys were always playing. I know, like, Derek got hurt with a minute left in that game, but, like, I don't know. I don't really resent Tibbs. Like, so I see him in this Knicks series to tie it all together, and I'm like, I'm rooting for Tibbs. Like, I want Tibbs to win. Like, I like the guy.
Look at the minutes for the Knicks players this year. He is who he is. Like, Tibbs is always. This is who he is.
It's similar to the love that you have for Lovie Smith. Like, now Lovie has the other number one pick part to it, but, like, Lovie Smith did right by Chicago while he was here.
Yeah.
Did right by Chicago.
That's just another coach that I'll always root for.
Yeah.
So sorry to go off on a little side there. But yeah, guys, NBA playoffs has just been awesome. It should continue to just be awesome. And the NBA has got it right. And we take it to producer Jake. Talk to me about the Chicago Blackhawks. How's the NHL playoffs?
Playoffs are spicy.
What's up with all like the quick outs in the first series, like the 4-0s and the 5-1s and stuff.
There's a couple, but I mean that
not used to seeing it first round of the NHL playoffs. Usually that you see some game six,
I mean
sevens.
Washington definitely didn't belong there. I really do wish the Red Wings had made it, but I mean just obviously couldn't get it done. I don't know. I just think there's a couple really good teams in the way the bracket fell. You know, it's just the way it is. A really good team's going to face a bad team. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now the Vegas Dallas series is an incredible. I mean, it's actually unfortunate that it's this early in the playoffs. Like, you know, you really almost wanted this as a conference final, but it's going to happen in the first round. Overall, playoffs are incredible. It's the highest level of skill. I mean, it's just an unbelievable, basically tournament, but.
Who's your team?
Western Conference.
The winner of the Knights down.
So I preseason, like, or not preseason, but pre-playoffs, like before knowing the matchups, had they not played each other in the first round, I would have said yes, but I think they're going to kill each other. And I think whoever
gassed.
Yeah. Basically, I kind of think that Oh, you good there?
Yeah, I got.
I kind of
that, Mike.
It's okay. So we're good. I'm going on a limb, and I put a small future on Edmonton to win it all.
Oh,
look at you!
I did.
Wow.
It's not the Leafs here.
Fuck no! What a joke of an organization. I mean, we talk about jokes of like joke organizations.
There he is.
The Toronto fucking Maple Leafs cannot figure it out. You have all the talent in the world, and you, for the life of you, cannot get out of the first round. It's embarrassing.
It's baffling.
It's baffling. It's bad.
Awesome. So good.
Tampa Bay Lightning eliminated. Steven Stamkos potentially playing his last games of hockey. Really soaked in. He was seen like just kind of taking in the stadium on that last game when they were eliminated. So we'll see what happens there. But overall, playoffs are great. Looking forward to the rest of it. I got Edmonton, East Coast, Rangers.
Okay. All right.
1-800 Gambler. That sounds like a money making opportunity.
I like that. Pick an exacto on that.
Jake, anything else on the NHL playoffs?
No. Let's run a little tankathon simulation here.
Here we go.
We need a little boom.
Number three.
Number one.
Let's go.
Oh. Yep. Yes.
So the Hawks. Hawks in the simulation are picking number one. Like I said, Tampa was eliminated. We have Tampa's pick. We're either picking 19th or 20th. It depends if Vegas moves on. If Vegas moves on, 19. If they get eliminated, 20th.
Big Vegas fans.
Look at us, big Vegas fans.
Do they have a rule where you can't pick number one overall, multiple?
They do. You can't pick if the Hawks secure number one overall again, they cannot pick number one for 5 years.
Won't need to.
That's okay. Yeah.
Won't need to.
Hey, run it back.
One more
thing. Run it back. Fuck you.
The relationship between Bedard and Foligno has
blossomed.
Has become
public.
They
live in the same building, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There was like an interview done between the two of them, like kind of independently, and they just talked about their love for each other. Connor's like, I'm so lucky to have a guy like this that, you know, been a captain to kind of show me the way, you know, all this stuff. And then Foligno was interviewed and he was like, yeah, you know, I'm learning a lot from him as much as I hope he's learning from me. All the kid wants to do is be the best hockey player in the world.
Okay,
it's the best. We're so lucky.
We're in a good place. We're in a good place.
Caleb Williams,
the best quarterback in the
world. Caleb Williams.
You got Connor Bedard.
Player in the world.
You got two studs again with this guy that they drafted.
How do we get Wemby? We should get Wemby.
Can't get Wemby.
Let's get him. Let's just buy the Spurs.
Not for like 5 years.
Jerry should buy the Spurs.
Jerry's gonna ask for state money to buy the Spurs.
Yeah, he will.
To move them to Chicago.
Son of a bitch. Jake, anything else in the NHL playoffs? Then we move on. Guys, we'll do who... Why don't we do who can or cannot dog sit for you? I will start. Who can dog sit for me is rappers. Rappers can dog sit for me. Kendrick Lamar, Drake, basically anybody. Chris Brown, singing rappers, anybody who's putting out diss tracks. Anybody who... That's this is going to be a fun summer. Drake had push-ups. He had Kendrick just came out with Euphoria. It's one of the most fantastic diss tracks of all time. I love Drake. It's a tough time. Even your favorite rapper gets smacked up every once in a while. It is what it is. So if you're not following along, follow along. It's
please
fantastic.
Do. Please do.
It's gonna
if
be
you're
a,
not, it's great.
It's going to be a fun summer. So rappers for me can totally watch my dogs. Dale.
Watching my dog, I mentioned he's doing awesome this year, but Shota has just been absolutely incredible. Just want to shout him out again because he just went 7 innings of no-run ball against the Mets.
I mean, all-star.
Oh, absolutely. He's trending that way for sure. He's given up 3 runs in his 7 starts so far total, and he is striking people out. He's doing awesome. He's tiny. People wrote him off, especially compared to Yamamoto, and he's just fucking killing it. Go Cubs, go! That's a great clip.
Sammy Stats,
not dog sitting for me. Will be myself.
Recurring nominee.
Yes. Yeah. Not only did I leave my computer at an undisclosed location on accident today, my child is also walking now.
Oh,
Yeah, that happened in the last 2 days.
Nice.
That's so awesome.
Nice.
I think he got a little help from his slightly more olive cousin in encouraging him to get up and go. So that's a thing now. So that's a lot of.
It's all over from here, dude.
Yeah, dude. So not only does he want to dive off the couch all the time, like
full
onto the floor.
He can get back
laughing. Now he's up on, like, he was already walking along it, but now it's just like, and then it's a thing. It's a lot, man. So you're next.
Yeah. I'll take my time.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah, please do.
Jake.
Dog sitting for me is going to be a man by the name of Matt Hilton.
Okay. No relation to the hotel.
A beekeeper.
Oh, yeah.
In Phoenix, Arizona.
Electric. I love
electric.
That shit.
Incredible.
Chase Field had a bee infestation above home plate that was like on the backstop, basically, on the netting. That there's just a swarm of bees that took over this piece of netting, basically, and they had to call in a beekeeper. Guy came out, took care of all the bees. Game was delayed a little bit, and then throughout the first pitch, won over the hearts of everyone at Chase Field.
Incredible,
cheering, pumping the people up while he's in a
scissor lift
going
come
up.
On, he's in his whole like net mask thing. Fantastic,
I can hear ya.
I love it, dude.
Gangster
people getting hyped for like mild shit. I love it.
It's like rolling out the Reynolds wrap tarp at Wrigley. People love that shit.
Yeah. Why don't we do a little who's this week's not that guy? Jake, run it right back.
Yeah, not that guy. Gonna be a first time nominee for me. I think first time nominee on the show. Tiger Woods and the Sunday Red brand.
What?
So it officially, the product line has officially dropped, you know, Sunday Red, the new Tiger Woods apparel brand. It's officially dropped.
Sunday.
I was very excited. I couldn't wait to finally have some like licensed Tiger Woods kind of merch, right? No shot of that happening.
Big merch guy.
$90 t-shirts.
T-shirts?
Yeah.
T-shirts. $150 shorts.
What's a polo?
I think like the shorts might have been like $100, $125 polo, $150 hoodies. I mean, these are Kanye numbers.
I'm not even getting
ridiculous.
Whoa. You don't even got a shoe.
We don't do that anymore.
Yeah, we do.
Huh?
We do.
You can talk about him. Yeah, he's just done.
$90 t-shirts.
Yeah.
What are you hearing?
$150 hoodies, dude. No shot.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I will stick with my
incredible.
Inflation's a hell of a drug, man.
$90 t-shirts.
But that's just greed.
Not one of them was red either.
What?
Yeah, I know, right? That was fucked up.
Should have a red shirt and a black shorts.
I didn't really think about that. Like, I thought it was just going to be like Tiger making affordable shit for all the bros. Like, no.
You're really hoping so. Mm-hmm. I would have been okay with like a $40 shirt.
Yeah, I'm on that.
$90 shirts. You fucking kidding me?
Who do you
me?
Think we are?
You?
Am.
We've been with you since day one.
Through everything.
Sammy Stats.
Through the night.
You're everything. Who's this week's not that guy?
Yes. Yeah, so when you get a colonoscopy, you have to drink this drink.
The chalk.
That, you know, I got to get this right. It really, really clears things out.
It's the drink.
Mm-hmm. And
so laxative.
So my father-in-law.
Great guy.
Are you doxing your
had to drink that.
Yep.
And he mixed it up in the family Kool-Aid pitcher.
Yes.
And left it on the counter.
Yes.
Yes. See, yes.
And my angel of a mother-in-law is not happy.
I have always wanted to do this for one of our fantasy football drafts.
she had an interesting evening. And
spike something
with laxatives. I wanted to spike something with laxatives and then just not tell you all. And then when everybody's like, what's the draft game? And I'm going to be like, last one to shit wins.
At the farm where there's not like,
yeah,
where we're outside the whole time.
Just have one pack of dude wipes and throw it into
just
the middle.
Just confidence on this motherfucker. Right
throw it
here.
Into the middle of the group like,
last one to shit wins. First overall.
Marcus doesn't do poop talk.
I hate poopy talk, guys.
Well, there was, like, I never even said the word.
Oh, yeah, but you talk about a colonoscopy. And
no, I was talking about the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
that my mother-in-law accidentally drank, and then my father-in-law goes, "Hey, you're not drinking the Kool-Aid on the counter." She's like,
"Like, how far in did she get to?"
Of course,
she filled up her Yeti.
Far enough.
Yeah, you know,
she
like
filled
her Stanley.
Up a Yeti.
Yeah.
She's Dale. Bert Kreischer drinking. Yeah, a
it's Kool-Aid.
She's glug glug. And Greg's like, "Don't." She's an angel. Don't. I see your face. Don't.
It's not his fault, to be fair.
No,
this is your fault.
Stop.
You did it.
Mm-mm.
Who's not that guy?
And he's like, "You're not drinking that, right?" Oh, she drank it.
Dale, who can or can't? No, who's this week's not that guy? Sorry.
Excuse me. This week's not that guy for me is going to be the city of Orlando. I have to be there all next week, and just in time for it to be 96, 96, 95, 94, 96.
Yeah, but it's a dry heat.
What's that?
It's a dry heat.
No, it's not.
It's the opposite of that.
It's not.
Is it? I don't know.
It's a wet heat.
It's a very wet heat. it's going to be bad.
He's going to have sweat.
Oh, for you. It's like 70, 80%.
Don't pack gray.
The air is water.
It's.
Oh, no.
Pack a lot of light colors.
I have to wear like. Blazers and suit coats.
Not
and
good.
Shit.
Oh, they keep the OCs. They keep
the
Orange County Convention Center.
OCC.
Oh, very chilly.
Yeah, I'm going to die. So
dude,
all fuck right. Orlando.
Be
I right. hate this. I don't right. get to go to Disney World or anything.
Guys, not that guy for me is a combination. We're going to split this award into three. It's all three of the brothers of Michael Porter Jr.
Oh, man.
So,
tough.
Okay. So, third brother. Was now arrested for a DWI. So he's got one brother
gambling.
Who was gambling on NBA games.
And is gone.
And is banned for life. Another brother who killed somebody, I believe, in a DWI. And is going to be in jail for, I think, like 6 years or something like that.
Gone.
And then the other brother, now just recently cited for a DUI. No accident or anything, but like, you guys are... You guys are bad dudes.
We're
going
to call that a pattern.
Boys, come on now.
You guys are bad dudes.
Come
not that guy. And then Michael Porter's just out here balling in the NBA.
Did you see his interview? He's like, you know, I got these brothers over here that I got
to
worry about. He's like, no, that's not me.
That's not me. That's share the name.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Thanksgiving.
Tough look.
That's about it.
What's the status on Rashee Rice?
Oh, he's in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
He's in trouble. Jose.
Oh.
He's in trouble.
Oh, and... Tank Dell got shot.
Yeah, Tank Dell got shot.
Oh, yeah, Tank Dell got
what?
Shot.
What happened?
Yeah, Tank Dell got shot.
Oh, it was just an altercation.
Antigua.
Yeah. Antigua.
Yeah, there was like a shooting and Tank Dell was there and
he was just there.
Bystander.
Yeah, he was like, he's out of the hospital already. Like,
yeah.
It was just like a...
Yeah, not shot, but shot.
Not like a through.
I mean, he got
shot,
but... Not
like you, not critically.
There's
shot.
No, yeah. I got shot.
I mean, if you're out next day,
ooh, got me.
You're not critical, but you did get shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you
like
checked that
Brian
box.
Robinson
have you been
shot? Like,
no, not that bad.
Not that quite. Like
that. Not like him. Not like Aaron Hernandez. No, it's different.
Wait, Aaron Hernandez did the shooting.
Yeah, it's different.
Hey guys.
Different.
Okay.
What's up?
I didn't say Marcos.
Guys, anything else you want to get into? That is going to be a wrap on episode. Which one is it?
103.
103 of the Bare Minimum Podcast. It's
that's
crazy.
Funny.
It's a little that's critter. Crazy.
Guys, episode 103 of the Bare Minimum Podcast. This was a blast. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Ooh, what's my next movie?
Tin Cup. Yeah, Tin Cup.
Oh, that's
for sure.
So keep it. Okay. I've seen that one. Damn it.
Yeah, I knew you.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's a great
one. I'll watch Tin Cup. I'll have it ready for 2 weeks. Do the bear claw in every single public event that you can. See red, bear down. Great to be back. Love you guys.
Bears.
Jake calls leftovers warm-ups.
I'll hang up and listen to your response.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no
Richard Seymour.
Get down, girl, gon' head, get down.
The boys are back.
Not that guy.
Get down, girl, gon' head, get down.
How big are you on sports?
Get down, girl, gon' head.
Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts,
yep.
Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape.
I got a to say where you work, but then get the hell out of the chair.
The bestest friends in the whole world.
Go Cavs. Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What? Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude.
Football guys.
Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love celebrating.
Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.